stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the racist with truth, instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Destiny Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. I hope you had an amazing weekend. I did. It went by like 90 going north. Really, it went by so fast. I was like, what the? I think on Sunday, there should be another work day off. That way, you work on Sunday, as I do, and then Monday is your day off. But it's not called Monday. It's called, you have Saturday, and then you have Sunday. They're considered weekend days. And there need to be another day after that called maybe day after weekend day, something. Anyway, you can call it slump day. Amazing, so my producer said. Slump day, a fun day or something. But if we had that, then I would want Tuesday to be another day off. So what the? Anyway, you can get involved by calling 888-77-53-773. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. Jesse. I have a brand new biblical question I'll give to you in a minute. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And you can podcast all the shows, of course. You can podcast. But if you are busy and you would like to hear the show as it is happening, a way has been made. So you can do that too. No matter what you're doing, you can listen to the show by calling the listen line on your iPhone or iPad, talk stream. iPhone, iPad at 605-615-4131. That's 605-615-4131. And to donate, have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. Amazing, huh? And we have super chats left over. We got to get to those just ASAP. But first, it is Monday. Rainy days and Mondays always get me going. No longer get me down, but get me going. Rainy days and Mondays always get me going.
Just shut up and step up.
Hanging around. So today is Monday, and we take all calls. But Monday, and we take the ladies' calls as they come in, but Monday is, and let it be known, let it be written, let it be said, that Mondays is Female Monday. All my life, I had to fight.
I like to make men uncomfortable.
All my life I had to fight.
Let women take over.
Some of us believe that women are getting paid less than men.
I proudly say I'm a feminist. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Deep in their soul, they want to be home with those
welcome.
Babies. We've been lied to for so long.
Amazing. So, before I go to your calls, we have I have a brand new biblical question. But first, I need to deal with last week's biblical question. And it's so interesting. Last week's biblical question concerning race. Which color would you choose to be right? Concerning race, which color would you choose to be right? Concerning race. And the response was very interesting, really. And I like the fact that you paid attention for you. How you think and what's happening inside of you is for you. It's not for me. It's not for anyone else but you. Because once you get to know you, it's going to blow your mind. It's going to blow your mind. So concerning race, which color would you choose to be right? Interesting question. And if we did a poll, I truly believe that white people would have been at the top of the list. Because nearly all of the respondents, nearly all, not all, not all, but nearly all, of all races said whites. They choose white to be right. White people said it. Black people said it. Hispanics said it. Koreans said it. They said other colors who they to him. Some people said black and some said red. Some said, at least one said red. Some said this or that. But nearly all said white would be right. Amazing, huh? But before I get to that, let me tell you how I came up with the question, this particular biblical question. So as I said yesterday in the fellowship, I was brushing my teeth, getting ready, whatever, and the song occurred to me, if you had a choice of color, which one would you choose, my brother? If there was no wrong, if there was no day or night, which one would you choose to be right? That song came up into my head. And then while that song was playing in my head, I thought about, it occurred to me how human beings fight each other over race. Every race think that their race is better than the next race. It's like religion. Every religion think that their religion is better than the other religion. And so it occurred to me that no race is better than the other race. Zero. Not one. It's better, but... And also, I hear more and more now than I've heard in my whole entire life how the white people, and not all, are starting to hate the Jews, and they're blaming the Jews for everything, for their life, for being losers in their lives, right? They're saying the Jews own everything, the Jews this, and they're blaming the Jews. It's like they're reading a website or something somewhere. But whatever they're reading or hearing, it is causing them or influencing them to turn against the Jews. And I try to tell the white people, don't be against, you sound like the blacks are with you. The black people believe that the white people own everything and control everything and can prevent them from having a life. They really believe that. And they believe that because they've been told that for 70 years or so, give or take. They've been told you can't make it in America because of the white man. The white man enslaved your ancestors. The white man did this. And yet the people who are telling them this and have told them this, they're in the physical sense, they have all they want. They have the type of job they want. They go to the type of schools they want to. They're married if they want to with children. They're doing, and they're black. And they're living wherever they want to live, in amazing homes. But yet they tell the blacks that the white man holding them back, and the black people believe it, so they hate the white man. And likewise, somebody telling the white man that the Jewish man holding him back, that the Jewish man own everything, the Jews is this, and read the Jew Bible and all that. And they're believing about the Jews in the same way that the whites are believing about, the blacks are believing about the whites. And the other colors are believing about the other colors. Everybody believes that somebody can hold you back and are holding you back. And they're not recognizing who's telling me this. And how are they holding me back? What is it that I want in life that somebody else is preventing me from getting? And so every race, there are even black people who hate the Jews so much, they think they're the Jews. You talk about becoming what you hate. They think they're the black Jews. They hate the Jews so much. And so that's how that came up. Which race do you think is right? It says every race hate another race. And which color would you choose to be right? It was interesting. Now, some people thought right away, they're mad. What? First of all, color doesn't even matter. There are colors, but it has no meaning. It doesn't mean anything. Some people right away picked it up. But then others, they were like confused by the question. They couldn't figure out what it was. And they were thinking all kind of stuff. So I hope that you paid attention to thinking in that process, so you can learn from it for yourself. But in all honesty, color and race doesn't even matter at all. Zero. It's the heart that matters. Do you have hatred in your heart, or do you have love? If you have no love, which most people don't, you're evil and you're no good and cannot be trusted. It's the heart. Salvation is of the heart. And nobody, if you really, really, really smoke on it, if you really think about it, really think about it, if you like deep, deep, deep think, there's not one person that can hold you back. What does that even mean? Holding you back from what? What is it that you want that somebody is preventing you from getting? It's your thoughts that's holding you back. Nobody can hold you back. It doesn't even make sense. Think about it. So, but an interesting question with an interesting response. Race is not the answer. Race is not even the issue. It's not the answer, and it's not the issue. But people thought that they didn't know what to think. They believed it, and some didn't, and some did, and some trying to figure it out. I want to encourage you, really. Our battle is a spiritual battle. So take control of yourself. You and you alone are responsible for you as an adult. You're not responsible for anyone else, and no one else is responsible for you. Some people thought it was a dumb question, but they were trying to answer a dumb question. I'm like, if you think it's a dumb question, why are you trying to answer a dumb question, dummy? Who is the dumbest, the question or the person who's trying to answer the question, the dumb question? Some people thought it was a dumb question, but yet they were trying to answer it. I'm like, what the? I wish for you, but if you don't, that's fine, really, that you work on you. You don't owe anything to anyone. You're not responsible for anyone but you. And no one is responsible for you but you. Your parents are responsible for you as children. But only you are responsible for you. All right? So the question was a question that came away out of a song. If you had a choice of color, which one would you choose, my brother? It was an amazing song back in the days. Choice of Color is a 1969. Wow, I didn't realize it was that old. Choice of Color is a 1969 pop / soul song written by Curtis Mayfield for the Impressions. The song hit number one on the Billboard R&B chart for 1 week and went to number 21 on the Billboard Hot 100, according to Wikipedia. Thank you, James. If you had a choice, my brother, which one would you choose to be right? If there was no day or night, amazing. Which one would you choose to be right? And it was an amazing song at the time. But that's how that biblical question, I get my biblical question from everywhere. Sometimes I hear someone say something. Sometimes I remember things I used to think. Or I pay attention. And so my biblical questions come from that. From all over the place. From all over the place. So thank you for responding to the biblical question. It was very, yesterday we discussed it in the fellowship. If you missed the fellowship, you can podcast. It was deep. Really, it was deep. It was people searching for truth. And they're on their way, as long as they stay on that path. And for those who thought the question was dumb, you were a dummy for answering it and trying to respond to it. What the, who was the dummy? The question or the dummy that was responding? What the? Amazing. Brand new biblical question. Another one. And this is a doozy. This is such a doozy. This biblical question put the doozy in doozy. Are you a lawbreaker? Are you a lawbreaker? We don't get that thing to pop up there. Are you a lawbreaker? Look at that. Are you a lawbreaker? Oh, a very Mamma Mia, hola, si, señor. Very interesting question. Are you a lawbreaker? Amazing question. Is you a lawbreaker? Get to know yourself is for those who want to know themselves, who want to escape their own prison. And believe me, you are in prison. You are in prison. Amazing, huh? Let me say this to you, and then I'll take some call. But I got to tell you. And the reason I'm telling you this, because I was talking to some people yesterday after the fellowship. It was an amazing discussion. I want you to know, though we have the great white hope running the country right now and running the world, what manner of man is this? Donald Trump. And he's going to do It appears that he's going to do the best he can to make things comfortable for you again, in spite of the people who are fighting against him. Thank you, Hank, for giving me the information on that Curtis Mayfield song. Amazing. Donald Trump is going to make it a little better, I believe. Lower taxes. And I hear that the housing prices are going down. And did you hear? Oh, the wall going up. Did you hear about this? I just heard this morning that there's going to be some more construction of the wall. Nick, can I hear the wall going up with those guys? You know, oh, the wall going with me in it. I want to hear the wall going up. Watch this. Yeah, Mr. President, take this home.
The wall going up. The wall. The wall going up.
It's long overdue.
The wall going up.
30-foot wall.
The wall going up. The wall going up.
At the border, I'm stunned. Oh, the wall going up. Did you hear that? But anyway, so he's going to make it better in a physical sense. But the one thing you can bank on, you can bank on this. And it's up to you how you deal with it. But you can bank on this. Even though the president may end the wars, he may, and when it seems, bring back jobs. Lower the taxes. Send the illegals back to wherever they came from. What the? Build the wall. Oh, the wall going up. Whatever. I want you to know things are only going to get worse. They're not going to get better. Things on this earth is not going to get better. My country is done with. It's over. It's over. It's not going to get better. The violence, the hatred that human beings hold for one another and themselves, the jealousy, the strife, the revenge, the fear, the loneliness, the fighting, the desperation, the suicidal thoughts, raping, murdering, robbing, stealing, and killing. Government leading you down the wrong path. Everything. Your psychologist, your counselor, your whatever. It's not going to get better. And the reason for that, you could change all the physical things that you want in this world. You can have all the money. You can have the silver and gold, even from Gold Co. You can have all the biggest house on the hill or the smallest house in the valley. You can be rich or poor, no matter what race, color, male or female. It's only going to get worse. And you can have all those things, and you're still going to cry at night. You're still going to be afraid. You're still going to be lonely. You're still going to be lost. You're still going to be a pretender. You're still going to judge. You're going to be afraid. You will have no love. And no one will love you. It will be all fake. It's not going to change. It's only going to get worse. This is hell on earth coming through human beings. And my country is not coming back. It's gone. I'm not happy to know that, but I'm glad to know it. I'd rather know my country is gone than to think my country is coming back or that it still exists, meaning that in the good old days, the way it was beforehand, it's gone. So just know that. Now, you don't have to believe that. Live in your illusion and see what happens. You're still going to cry at night. even if you're not crying tears outwardly, you're crying on the inside. You're desperate on the inside. You're lost on the inside. You are divided on the inside. And your world is still hell. With the cut back on the taxes, more money in your pocket, the wall going up, the illegal set back home, you still cry at night. You may be even married with children, and you still cry at night. You still have fear. You still have doubt. You still have worries. You're still jealous and envious, and you gossip. And you cannot stand alone. In spite of all that, right? But my country is gone. Now, the good news is for those who want it. If you don't want it, the hell with you. I don't care. But the good news is, in spite of what's happening in this, my country and in the world, you can have perfect peace in spite of everything that's happening around you. You can be in this world, but not of it. But you can't, it's not going to happen by you just saying, oh, I'm in the world, but not of the world. You're lying. But you can be in this world, but not of it. And it's not something you make happen by you seeing that you're in it and of it. If you truly see it, you overcome it. You literally can overcome this world and have perfect peace in spite of everything that's going on around you, even if the whole world turned against you. And they will if you truly overcome the world. But it won't bother you. You can have perfect peace. You can be like the great white hope, Donald Trump. You can tell the war to stop, and it will. It will. But you don't know that yet because you won't overcome the world, truly overcome the world. You still have anger. You still believe that anger is real. You have no love for anyone, not even yourself. You don't pray for one another. You gossip about one another. You try to hurt one another, but you don't pray for one another, meaning that you don't wish them well. You even hate your enemies. And God loves us all. But you hate your enemy. You hate everybody. And so you're going to be a part of the destruction of this world. You're going to live in fear. And you're going to get drunk. You're going to get high. You're going to get this and you're going to get that to try to avoid it, but it won't work. It won't work. And there's nowhere you can move. Oh, I'm going to move to the countryside. I'm moving out of the city so I can feel better. But you know what? You'll move to the countryside. You'll move and live on the grid, they say. And you will still cry at night. You will still worry. You will still be afraid. But you can have perfect peace right here on earth if you wanted it. 888-7753-773-888-77. Jesse, let me take a quick break. When I come back, your phone call and super chats. Back in a moment. What the? I recommend you get a copy of my book, From Rage to Responsibility. I write about how the spirit of anger was taken away from me 29 years ago. I forgave my mother who tried to turn me away from my father, and I returned to my father, and through him, my father on earth, and through him, I was able to return to God. No man or woman can return to God unless you go through the Son. And men are sons of God. They may be weak, pathetic examples of it, but it's the spiritual order of life. God in Christ, Christ in man, man over woman, woman over children. So get from race to responsibility. I write about that. Go to my website, rebuildingtheman.com, for an autographed copy, or call 800-411-BOND. And donate to my nonprofit, BOND, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. Okay, welcome back. 888-77-53-773. 888-77-JESSE. Quick announcements. Number one, don't forget to like, follow, subscribe, comment on social media. Support us on social media. We're on rumble.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. You got to know how to rumble. Cozy.tv, where Christ is king. JLP Talk on X. JLP Talk on X. Jesse Lee Peterson on Instagram. And Punchy. Puncher.tv. Like, follow, ring the bell, comment. And for personal shout-outs. Shout-outs, birthday, wedding, anniversaries, congratulations, or whatever. Go to Cameo. I'll do them myself. Cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. Cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. I want to play one soundbite for you that is so interesting to me. Some of you may have heard the story of that black female that was running track. They were doing a track thing. And this one black female was accused of hitting the other track female upside the head with a baton. You heard about that? We played last week. Well, I have an update on that story. What? Oh, my producer talking to me in my ear. Sorry about that. This is from WTVR. More than 50 people attended a rally outside of IC Norcom High School Thursday night in support of the runner charged in a track baton incident that has since gone viral. Watch this from 13 News Now.
The community held a rally today here at IC Norcom High School to show support for Layla Everett and her family.
This is a good time to show that we can stand behind this young lady and show we support her.
Alayla Everett was running the 4x200 event in the Virginia High School League Championships when the incident happened. The video shows Everett swing a baton, which made contact with Brookville High School junior Kaylin Tucker in the back of her head.
I just felt a bang on my head, and then I fell off the track immediately.
Alayla's father, Genoa Everett, says the incident was accidental, and Tucker came too close to his daughter when coming around the curve, causing Alayla to lose balance. Tucker's mother told ABC News she doesn't believe it was an accident.
To see that they kept running and she not stop and check on my daughter, that was the part where I was like, it couldn't have been an accident.
Amazing. Amazing, huh? Absolutely amazing. And then Two rally attendees shared their comments, and the NAACP said they are reviewing the case. Watch this.
On Wednesday, we learned from the Commonwealth's Attorney's Office from the city of Lynchburg that a petition was issued for assault and battery. Since the footage has gone viral, the Everett family says Alayla has received backlash from across the nation and has even received death threats.
It bothered me to my heart to see how the whole world was dragging this young lady based on what they thought they saw.
The Everett family has experienced racial slurs, they've experienced death threats, and we think unequivocally that those things are unacceptable.
The NAACP released a statement this week saying they are currently reviewing the circumstances surrounding the case, and in the meantime, they send their prayers and best wishes to Alayla Everett and her family.
We feel and we've seen throughout history how the legal system can marginalize our people. We're not going to allow that to happen to Alayla and her family.
Amazing. So NAACP and everybody that mama showed up one side or the other, but yet they're going to make sure their people are not marginalized. So I want to know from y'all, what do you think about these people holding a rally in support of Alayla? Or anyone? What? Why you tell me all that? You thought lately. I'm talking about producer again. What do you think about the rally hate of the hate report Monday through Friday?
I'm shaking my head. It's so ridiculous.
And what's ridiculous about it?
One, she's a perpetrator, allegedly. I don't believe
the
her
one that had been accused of hitting with the baton.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't believe her that it was accidental. And two, I know that there's a lot of people on the internet, whites and others, who are saying, "See, black people, this is typical black," but they're right. But they're not right to be harassing her or calling her names necessarily, or death threats. Everybody gets death threats. If you make a public splash, you're going to get death threats.
Right.
No matter who you are. If you take a controversial position, which is what she did by hitting her, allegedly.
Allegedly. Allegedly.
So it's silly. It's silly to be holding a rally. You're just calling more attention and spreading even more hatred, really.
Amazing.
Yeah.
What do you think about the rally, Anchor Baby, of the American Anchor Baby at 12 noon Pacific time? What do you think about the rally?
Rumble.com/AmericanAnchorBaby.
You got to know how to rumble. The Anchor Baby is over there rumbling up Rumble.
Thank you. You know, what gets me is, like, this is between two black girls. And it's like, this is racist. They're going to marginalize black people.
They're going to blame the white people for that. What? No. Like, those people didn't do the stuff themselves. They blaming white people marginalizing. Yep. What the? But anyway, I'm sorry. I jumped in.
Well, that's it. That's what I'm talking about. Like, they're making it about that. So there's nobody learning anything here. There's nobody seeing any justice, truth, or anything here.
Amazing.
It's so typical for them not to take responsibility. For
good
the girl
boy.
Not to, yeah. The parents not to, and then to play victim. And to say, oh, they experienced racial slurs. Who hasn't experienced?
Derek, come here for a minute. I want to ask my producer what he think about this. He black, and he's a Z.
Right, a Zoomer.
Tell that caller to hold on for a minute. And you'll be right back. I got to hear, he's a Zoomer, and so this is like a Zoomer thing. I guess the runners were Zoomers, too. They seem to be kind of young.
They may be even younger than Zoomers.
Oh, yeah?
I'm not sure.
Amazing. So Derek gave me this story this morning, my producer. He black, and he's a Zoomer. And I don't know if I asked him what did he think about this. What did you think about this rally supporting the girl that's been a black girl, she black, accused of hitting another black girl beside the head with a baton. What did you think about the rally itself?
It was a mess.
I'm sorry?
The rally was, as it is, can you hear me?
he doesn't even know how to turn the mic on.
No, I turned it on. Look, I switched. I turned the switch.
See, he doesn't even.
Is he a zoomer or is he a boomer?
He's a
is on now.
He's a black.
But Nick is blaming himself. It's Nick's fault. We'll blame the anchor, maybe.
Testing. Can you hear me?
Whoa.
No.
He can hear me.
Yeah, he's in there.
So zoomers are between 13 and 28 years old.
Okay, so they are zoomers.
A brave AI.
Yeah, those gals.
Zoomer.
So what do you think about the rally to support these black girls?
The fact that these adults are encouraging this young lady, this so-called victim, it really tells a lot about the adults and how they are really essentially incentivizing that this woman is a victim, you know? And we all saw the video. We saw her slap that girl upside her head. So, and that guy in the clip was saying, you know, America was bashing her for what they saw. we all saw the same video, and it's clear as day that girl slapped that other girl upside her head.
Well, in his opinion.
In his opinion.
In my opinion.
Intentionally or not.
Right.
Okay.
It's crazy that we have to pretend.
And so we have to, so it's like, we can't trust our eyes anymore, you know? We all saw that.
Are you chewing gum?
Okay. It was. I don't want to promote the gum, but
are you chewing gum?
Sorry. Yeah, I was. I am.
You look like a cow.
Never, ever, ever chew gum, especially on mic.
Never chew gum.
Oh, is that right. Why someone said chewing cud in the chat?
Chewing cud?
Yeah, man, you look like a cow chewing on a cob.
This is some expensive gum.
It doesn't matter. Okay. You're still in public chewing gum.
Okay.
Some NZT.
Didn't your mama teach you better than that?
Yeah, but I wasn't expecting to get on the show this morning.
Just put it behind your ear temporarily.
Really?
What?
What? You do that?
Yeah, put the gum behind your ear.
Just don't let it get into your hair.
Am I doing that right now?
No, don't do
that. Okay, I was really going to do it.
So, long story short.
Right on.
This rally is a dumb, the whole rally is dumb. It's evil. There's not one reason that one person should be at a rally talking about something that happened between two separate individuals. That it has nothing to do with them. They had no right to try to support anyone in it. This issue should be resolved between those two people that this thing involved, the two girls,
right.
However they resolved. But it's dumb. What are they going out of support of? Why? Then you may sin. You got to be dumb to hold a rally for that reason.
Well, we can't forget.
And then you want to blame somebody that they try to marginalize, or somebody said, the blacks. Why are you holding a rally? It has nothing to do with it. It's just between those two people. It's all ego. It's fake love. It's not real at all. These people holding these rallies so they can feel good about their miserable lives.
But
that's what this is about.
You're forgetting.
This should have never happened.
You're forgetting
this
about her
ridiculous.
Mental health. You're forgetting about her mental health, Mr. Jess.
But how did Riley?
Yeah, she hit her in the head, but you're not thinking about her mental.
You're not thinking about her mental health.
But how is a rally going to help that?
How is a rally going to? It's going to remind us about her mental health.
But how is a rally going to help her mental health?
Yeah, well, it's not
one of those people at the rally can do anything about her mental health.
It's actually encouraging her deeper into that.
Yeah,
she's
really going to be sorry, feel bad now. Oh,
now she can get attention.
These black people should be ashamed of themselves to hold a rally for that reason. Yeah.
You know, these girls were competing at the state championship level. Class 3, not the best, not the top quality, but they were state champion level runners, allegedly, in this 4x200 meter relay. And it used to be that athletes had to be like model citizen type people. They wouldn't be ghetto acting like this, hitting, and then not taking responsibility and stuff like that.
And then some black people showed up for a rally. What are they rallying for? They don't even know these people. They're not, the problem is between them and their family, the dad and the mama of that one girl, and the dad and the mama of the other girl, and whatever they do to resolve, it should be over. I used to run track. And I was very good at it, by the way.
Did you run barefoot?
Did you ever get in a fight?
I never got a back in those days, black people didn't fight.
Yeah.
They didn't fight like this.
Right.
I don't even know. I was in one fight during my whole high school time, but it was just over a baseball bat.
Did you win?
Baseball is where people get into fights.
Right.
I think I got in a little scuffle.
But black people didn't fight like that. Black people made a whole rally trying to support wrongdoings or whatever they were.
Yeah.
This is dumb. They ain't got nothing else to do but hold a rally for this.
They
take a side like this.
This is proven.
They shouldn't even take side.
It's proven the whites. You know how
what's
whites are like.
What's wrong with the blacks?
The whites see the girl hit the other girl over the head, and they're like, ah, typical black. And then they see the blacks holding a rally, and then they're like, oh, typical black.
Right.
And they could have at least started a GoFundMe for the actual victim.
No, they shouldn't have.
They could have actually to pay for the medical bills.
No.
For the girl who
I'm
suffered a concussion.
I'm taking care of the blacks, man.
Oh, well, you don't have to. I'm saying it's just a GoFundMe. I'm saying the woman who smacked the other woman with the...
It ain't had nothing to do with nobody. No black, no GoFundMe. Let her mama or dad insurance take care of it. There was a problem. But no.
Okay.
No.
None.
Nothing.
Okay. Nothing. It's done.
When are we going to live the life of nothing again?
It's just a... What it should have been was...
Nobody was going to hold a GoFundMe if I had broken my neck.
What it should have been is a viral video because, oh, look at this. What a sight. Ever seen that before? No. And then you move on. You don't hound them and you don't act like they're victims because they got all kinds of international attention.
Right. I'm just thinking that this rally is so stupid. The people that in the rally look dumber than the two girls that are involved in the incident.
Yeah. For real. The NAACP.
Right. NAA. What for? They just feel good. Their egos feel good. They are creating an image for themselves so they can feel better.
Trying to look important.
Yeah. Yes, Derek.
I mean, since the world is so focused, my only thing about the GoFundMe was, since the world is so focused on this thing, if they want to give their attention, they might as well give some money, if they really want to so-called help.
Victim. You're just going to create more victim. Yeah, everybody and they mama going to have a GoFundMe.
There.
If you white. Their mama if you white. They mama if you black. And these are blacks.
Okay. All right.
All you do, everybody going to have a GoFundMe. The dog died. We need a GoFundMe to bury the dog.
But you don't have to, you know, contribute to the GoFundMe.
But why even tell? Don't even suggest that for them, man.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. All right.
When will human beings take care of themselves again? Yes, Nick.
No, nothing.
Oh, okay.
But I was just thinking about how evil it is. It really is evil.
It's pure evil.
And how, in general, you know, you wonder, it's like, how can a people be wrong or what can be happening with people? It's this simple. Training, not going against a feeling, oh, you feel bad for her, and it goes and it grows and grows and grows.
Yes, sir.
I started to wonder if the girl, because they said that she got a concussion. I wonder if she really did get a concussion because those batons are not that heavy. You'd have to hit pretty hard to give somebody a concussion over that.
Yeah, I remember I used to do one of the things I did besides the 50-yard dash and the mile run. I did the mile relay. And because I was so fast, I would be the one that bring the baton in.
The anchor.
thank you. And it's not heavy. It's very light.
Yeah.
It really just... It has to be light for you to run fast.
If
right?
somebody hits me, I'm going to play up how bad my injury was.
But I'm not even concerned about that. I'm concerned about what are these black people holding a rally for?
Yeah.
And then they still try to make sure the white man don't marginalize it. It's insane. They're still pushing the idea of racism.
Well, it's to show Layla Everett that she's not alone and her mental health matters.
None of those people with Layla and they can care less about her health. Zero. And it ain't doing nothing about her mental health except making her feel more like a... You know, like when you're about to cry, even though you're lying when you cry.
Mm-hmm.
What's the other thing I told you about crying?
You're committing a crime.
When you're crying, you're committing a crime. But
you got his eyebrows furled. But don't try to hit me with a baton. I don't want to.
It's going to make Layla feel more like a victim now. Oh, whichever one they support her. But anyway, thank y'all.
Right on.
888-7753. This is stupid rally. This doesn't call for a rally. And the NAACP is a dumb idiot. They out there looking out for their people. You can chew your gum now. You can take it off the back of your hand and put it back in your mouth. Super chat.
Nice.
Oh, sorry, Nick. Away from the thing. I'm sorry.
Thank you, Nick. Danny bought a coffee. Stop me if you heard this one, because I may have read it. All right, Jesse and the lads, Jesse, James, do you think it's wrong to lie? And would Jesus have lied? Have a great weekend, lads. This was on Friday.
Amazing. Lie about what?
Period.
Period?
Lie.
Lie about periods?
No, lie at all.
What?
Would Jesus lie, have lied? Is it wrong to lie?
It's neither wrong nor right. Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Danny.
But just, let's say that your dog, and since everybody loves their dog now, your dog has bit somebody outside your house, and the dog running into the house to hide under the bed. And then here's the people coming chasing your dog, and they chase the dog into your house. And they're like, "What? Your dog just ran in here. Where's your dog? Who let the dogs out? Who is your dog?" What are you going to say? Oh, my dog is under the bed there? Or are you going to say, "I haven't seen the dog"? So there's a time for lying. You ain't going to tell nobody your dog under the bed, nor they may hurt your dog. Right? So there's a time to lie, and there's a time not to lie. Amazing. Like you should never lie to yourself about being evil. You should admit you're evil so you can overcome evil. You know what I mean?
And don't bear false witness against your neighbor.
That's right. Whatever that means. Thank you.
Don't try to make him look bad. Kevin from Valley Stream bought a coffee. Jews vote Democrat because they love free stuff like welfare and food stamps, etc. They're just not in your face with it like blacks and Hispanics.
I was told that the Jews vote a liberal. Not all, but those who are liberal because they went through a lot, and they believe that the blacks went through a lot, and they feel for the black. And the Democratic Party was supposed to be for the people at one time, and so they joined that because they felt they can relate to what they think the blacks went through, and compared to what they went through, something like that. Have you heard anything like that?
Yeah. They feel the victimhood of the blacks.
I feel your pain. I gotta take a break. 2 more hours to go. When I come back, your phone calls and your super chats. Hate news, not the fake news, is coming now. Back in a moment. Steve, thank you for calling and thanks for holding. How have you been helped by the show?
I'm gonna tell you this. I believe you might go down in history as one of the greatest, if not the greatest, black man that ever lived on planet Earth, as far as I'm concerned. I don't know anybody before you that's been that great. You know, freeing the slaves is one thing, but you've been freeing people of their mind, which matters, it should be anyhow, to you more than anything else, because with the mind not being right, there ain't nothing else going to happen right anyway.
If you can doubt every thought because you're not your thoughts, if you can doubt every thought, knowing that you're not your thoughts, you don't create them, they're not from God, that they're from the deceiver, the great deceiver, Satan. If you can doubt every thought, you can be free, just like that, at an instant. Bring every thought into captivity. It's so amazing.
A white man, good news, a white man won the L.A. Marathon. Yeah. Kenyans who? They got second and third. And storms, 39 people died. 39 people died across the states. over those storms over the weekend. At least that's their count. And Russia, Ukraine, they're working on a deal per the Trump administration. Trump has deported some Venezuelans using what Commie Nonsense calls wartime emergency powers. Very nice. Those Venezuelans, those Tren de Aragua, whatever that is, that gang member, that gang thing. This is the end of hour one of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Female Monday. Everybody loves Mondays. It is March 17th. Happy St. Patrick's Day. Don't come pinch me. 2025 AD. There is a women's forum this Thursday night. It's the third Thursday of the month, March 20th, 2025 AD, 7 p.m. at Bond in Los Angeles for the ladies only. You can go to rebuildingtheman.com/events. Rebuildingtheman.com/events. Very nice. Check it out. Ladies, they are a highlight of the month, so don't be a slouch. Matt Richtman. Richtman. R-I-C-H-T-M-A-N. He won the Los Angeles Marathon on Sunday. I didn't even know there was a marathon. Making him the first American man to win in more than three decades, 31 years, in America. Thanks a lot, Kenyans. All winning all the time. And whatever. So shout out, though. Nice. Storms, a powerful storm system, tore through the United States. Over the weekend, it has devastated communities across multiple states with violent tornadoes. And not just tornadoes, wildfires too, and dust storms spun off by that massive system. At least 39 people died in storm-related incidents in seven states per Commie Nonsense Network, CNN, per officials. Missouri had the highest death toll on record with 12 fatalities. 12. Wow. Followed by Kansas with 8. 8 fatalities. Terrible. Most of Alabama was severely impacted, and at least 3 died in the state. The storm unleashed a deadly wave of tornadoes across the central and southern United States since Friday. There have been around 80 tornado reports, with dozens confirmed. The National Weather Service said that 2 EF4 tornadoes, whatever that means, EF4, doesn't sound like something to sneeze at, tore through Arkansas on Friday, marking the first time in over 25 years that the state has experienced multiple EF4 tornadoes in a single day. Wow. In Russia and Ukraine, negotiators working to end the Russia-Ukraine war have already discussed dividing up certain assets. So said President Donald J. Trump on Sunday as he announced his plans to speak with Russian leader Vladimir Putin tomorrow, Tuesday. Nice. Trump's comments came after Ukraine accepted a U.S. proposed that 30-day ceasefire, putting the ball in Russia's court as to whether they would accept the proposal to end the war swiftly. Putin's response so far to the Trump-backed ceasefire proposal has been ambiguous. Very nice. He said Moscow agreed with the proposal in theory, but he also set out some tough conditions and demanded concessions from Kiev. And he repeated his claims that the current Ukrainian government was part of the root cause of the war. Meetings with American negotiators and representatives from Ukraine and Russia, they will continue this week. So keep your fingers crossed. Keep praying. Nice, right? Anyway, deportations. Hundreds of mostly Venezuelan alleged gang members were deported to El Salvador prison. Nice. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP. Hour two.
Somewhere in the world today, men have got to stand up strong. Ain't the truth about themselves. understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the second hour of the show today. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773, 888-77-JESSE. And my brand new biblical question, it's a doozy. It's a mamma mia. It's a hola. It's a si, senor. It's a gracias. It's a, oh, a rice. Are you a lawbreaker? Are you a lawbreaker? Are you a lawbreaker? Amazing question. You can get involved. You can podcast, but you can be listening to this show anywhere in the world. And we are heard around the world by everybody and their mama. And if you're a flat earther, up and down the world by everybody and their mama. You can listen to the show on your iPhone or iPad, no matter what you're doing, all right? By calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. That's the listen line on TalkStream Live, 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. It's Monday, and every Monday is, and we take all calls, but females first as they come in, all calls, but it is Female Monday.
I like to make men uncomfortable.
All my life I had to fight.
Let women take over.
Some of us believe that women are getting paid less than men.
I proudly say I'm a feminist. Thank you.
Deep in their soul, they want to be home with those babies. Soul, we've been lied to for so long.
I do believe. Amazing Female Monday, 888-775-3773. Let me go to Kevin. Out of Ohio. Kevin, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Yep. So, I was going to comment on my Super Chat from like 2 weeks ago.
Calvin, not Kevin. Kevin, yeah, are you same person that be recording the shows and then you put it up on your site and act like we had that I knew you were recording?
I don't record.
Oh, okay. But you do what?
But I do what?
Oh, okay. Go ahead. I want to make sure you're the same person. There's a guy from Ohio. He'd be calling into my show, and he'd be recording it, and then he put it up on the site, and he pretended like he wanted to debate, like I knew we were debating. What the? But anyway, go ahead, buddy.
I'll always let you know if we debate.
Okay, go ahead.
So I always let you know ahead of time.
Okay.
But I was going to comment on my Super Chat from 2 weeks ago, but you kind of called me out last week on my Super Chat last week. So I kind of want to, I'm going to comment on that one. So do you ever think about what you say before you say it?
Do I think about what I say before I say it?
Yes.
I don't know. That's a good question. I got to pay attention to see if I think about what I say before I say it.
Like, do you just respond? You don't think about what you say before you say it? You just respond?
I don't know. I got to pay attention to that. So I'm thinking right now, am I thinking about what I'm saying before I say it? Even in responding to you right now, am I thinking about my response before I say it? I can't tell. I'm not sure.
Well, I can tell. I can tell.
What do you think?
You don't.
I don't think about what
sometimes
I say.
Sometimes you don't.
And can you give me an example when I didn't think about what I said before I said what I said?
Like when people leave super chats or they ask a question, it's like you give a quick response. You don't really think about what you say before you say it.
Give me an example if you can. You may not be able to think of one. I totally understand that. But can you think of one?
I do. I ask you to.
Okay.
But like my comment from my last week. There was a caller that called last week, and he had mentioned about believing in Jesus. And then you just quickly said people that believe in Jesus are weak. And then I comment on that. But then you were like, well, why are you talking if you don't know what you're talking about?
What did you say? What was your comment?
For my super chat?
Uh-huh.
So basically, I had said that I was going to help the caller out. I said that Jesus told Thomas that you've seen me, so you believe. Blessed are those who have not seen me, yet still believe. So that's what I said, like, when I helped out the caller. But now, like, you shouldn't really, you know, talk on or speak on something that you don't really understand. And then that's when you were like, then why are you talking?
So how were you helping the caller?
Because you had asked him how do you believe in Jesus and things like that. And he got like tongue-tied, confused, and he was like, oh, I don't know. I got to ask you to think about that. And then that's when you was like, people that believe in Jesus are weak.
Right. Who do you say believe in Jesus? The one that believe him after they see him or the ones that believe him before seeing him, and they have not seen him? Who you say are the true believers?
Both. I mean, you can't really ask who are the true believers. That's like asking, was Peter a true believer because he saw him? He was with him every day. Or then saying, the millions of people around the world today that believe in Jesus, are they the true believers? Or the people, the millions, thousands, I can't say thousands, millions, but thousands of, you know, the early Christians that were getting murdered by the Romans because of their belief. You can't really say if they were the true believers or not. But you can't just say or tell people that people that believe in Jesus are weak.
If you believe in Jesus, you're weak. That's why you don't have perfect peace, because you believe.
I don't think you would have wanted Peter to hear you say that.
Why not? Where's Peter now?
Peter probably would have beat you down.
But why? Peter not black. He wouldn't be fighting just because you disagree with him.
Did Peter not cut off the man's ear that tried to touch Jesus?
But he wasn't black. They were trying to touch Jesus. They weren't. It wasn't another person disagreeing with him.
Doesn't matter if it's color. You was not talking bad about Jesus around Peter. And for you to say that.
And remember, Jesus told Peter, leave that man ear alone, man. What y'all?
Yeah, but at the same time, try to say something bad about Jesus or even try to touch Jesus around Peter.
Jesus didn't agree with Peter acting that way.
Yeah, I know. But at the same time, by you saying that, that's why I was like making the comment. You don't let Peter hear you saying that.
Oh, I see. And so who is the true believer? The ones that believe before seeing him, or the one that believe after seeing him?
That's what can I say about that? It's not a good question to ask, honestly.
Why not? Jesus asked that same question. You just quoted it.
Yeah, I'm saying because Thomas didn't want to believe.
What was the quote again?
Jesus told Thomas, you've seen me, so you believe. But then he said, blessed are those who have not seen me and still believe.
I rest my case. Which one you think is blessed? The Peter who saw him and believed, or the one that believed before seeing him? Which one is blessed?
He blessed those that have not seen him, but yet still believe him.
But yet Peter saw him, and he wasn't blessed.
But he was still a true believer.
No, he wasn't. If he had been a true believer, he would have been blessed.
The thing about it is, you can't say people that believe in Jesus are weak, man.
But they are weak.
That's not right.
Why not?
Because that one statement is very demonic. You can't be saying that.
Which one truly believe? The ones that know him or the ones that believe about him?
You feel like you kind of twisting that second part of saying believe about him.
Who is blessed? The ones that know him or the ones that believe about him?
By just going by my quote, he blessed those that believed in him, even though they didn't see him yet.
And so why would you say a person that believe is not weak then, because they're just believing, they don't know him. And believe about him is just an idea about him. And all ideas about him are wrong.
Let me ask. All right. So by you saying that people that believe in Jesus are weak.
Right.
Would you say that to Jesus?
Would I say it to Jesus?
And please do not say you don't know.
I don't know what I would say to Jesus. How would I can't answer that question.
You can't say you don't know because you wouldn't be there. You would have to be there. Don't say that.
But why not?
Would you? Because that's a cop out.
How is that a cop out?
Because you just escaping the question. It's just a yes or no.
But how can I know that and not happening? I'm not.
Because you tell people now that believing in Jesus are weak.
Why do you think they're not weak?
Because all through the Bible, when it talks about believing in Jesus, it's really one of the main topics. So you can't say that people are weak.
Why not? Why not?
All right, so everybody and their mama growing up.
And if you're white, everybody and their mama.
I was going to say that, but I ain't going to do it. So everybody growing up, even you, has probably heard like one of the most famous Bible quotes, and that's John 3:16. I'm pretty sure everybody heard that growing up.
And what's that?
So, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. And the most important part is, for whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. But then we have Jesse Lee Peterson that's going to tell you that believing in Jesus is weak.
Right.
So you get what I'm saying?
Yeah, because those who believe in him don't know him. They're still lost. They're still miserable. They still cry at night. Those who know him are free. They have perfect peace.
But can't you also say that people that believe in Jesus know him also?
He said that my children will know me. They will know my voice. By my voice, right? People that believe in Jesus don't recognize Jesus' voice if he smacked them in the face.
I don't think you can really make that statement, honestly.
If you believed, so do you believe in Jesus or do you know him?
I feel like those are kind of like the same question, though. Those kind of go hand in hand.
So do you believe in Jesus or do you know him?
You can honestly say both. You can honestly say that you believe in. All right, let me switch that word around. I can honestly say that I believe in Jesus, but I also can say that I know him because for example, me believing in him will also go hand in hand with me saying I know him because he walks with me every day. He, you know, orders my path.
He what?
Just like that. So he puts out my path.
What does that mean?
He orders my steps. Like, I can also say this about everybody. I can, you know, be able to go through life, go through every day, knowing that, believing in Jesus, he will, you know, have my path.
What does that mean? But first let me ask, and then I want to ask you about ordering your path. Why were you swayed by me saying that people who believe in Jesus are weak?
Because it's like you say, that's why at the beginning I said, do you think about the things that you say before you say it? So it's like,
why were you swayed by that?
Certain statements that you make is not right. It's just not right. And if nobody's going to say something about it, I'm definitely going to say something about it. Cause,
but if they were not weak, why would they react to me saying that?
It's not about them being weak or not and reacting to it. It's just like you make a statement that's not right or wrong, that's wrong. And
do weak people
about it.
Do weak people react or don't react? How would weak people handle that? Would they react or not?
How would weak people react?
Yeah,
to that?
Whether the statement was true or false. Let's say the statement was false.
I'm not going
would
to say weak
would
people.
Would a believer react or not if the statement was false?
A believer would make a statement about it. They would correct you.
Would they react?
They won't react in emotion, but they will correct you in the statement.
But if they were strong, why would they need to correct me in it?
If you're going around and you're preaching something opposite of Jesus, you're saying that no one has the right to correct you.
I didn't say they didn't. I asked, why would they?
Why would they correct you?
Yeah. If they were not weak.
Because the right thing to do. If they were weak, they probably would sit there, all right, I understand what you're saying. All right, that's about right.
Let me ask, because of time, you said that Jesus ordered your path or something like that, or your steps?
Order your steps.
And make does Jesus path. Order your steps?
Yes.
And how does Jesus order your steps?
Because I'm gonna say something that you probably gonna that I don't know if you will, but you probably will believe it. You probably will, you know, agree with it. But when you have that relationship with God, with Jesus, you would want for Jesus to make your path, not you making this path alone without, you know, Jesus. He will make your path. He will, you know, tell you what you have in your future, what he wants for you in your life. So
how does Jesus order your, Calvin, how does Jesus order your path?
I'm not going to go through life or every day without having Jesus make my path for me and not me doing the opposite, not me doing the other way around.
And how is he doing it for you?
How can I make an example? Ordering my steps. So I kind of just explain it. So just basically going through life, and he, you know, makes your path. His will for you. You know, you going through life by his will for your life instead of you making your own. Instead of you making your own decision without God.
And so how does Jesus order your path?
I answered it, man. I answered it the best way I can. I actually thought about my response. I can't really give you the best response because, you know, this more of like a quick thing. But
and so how do you know he's ordering your path then if you can't tell me how?
I did tell you how. I just didn't give you the most extravagant answer.
But you're not giving me an answer, period.
Oh, I didn't just explain.
Have you heard that song about? Have you heard that song about if you put your trust in Jesus, He will order your path?
Yeah.
If you just put your
trust. No, I haven't heard the song. And the Lord,
He will order your path. How does Jesus order your path, Kelvin?
Really? You gonna sing and then ask me the same question? All right. How can I explain it the best way that I can for me? All I can really say is how he does that is I have faith that he will make a path for me in my life. I have faith that things that are going on in my life or what is going to happen in my life, I have faith that he will be able to direct it.
Don't ask
the question again.
How does Jesus order your path, Calvin?
Come on, man. Really?
Yeah. You said he ordered your path and you are a believer, but
I literally just answered it.
You being a believer, you can't tell me how he ordered your path and yet you said he
did. You don't want to listen to it.
How does he order your path?
He directs the way I go in my life.
How does he do that?
Oh my God. Man. How about this? I'll call back tomorrow with a real good answer.
Okay. Amazing.
I am going to think about it before I give you an answer.
Okay.
See how that goes? I'm going to actually think about my response I open my mouth.
And if that's true, why did you make that statement that he ordered your path? And you can't even explain how. You got to think about
because
now.
Now
you got to think about how he does
it. That's the main thing. By me having to actually think about how he does it in my personal life.
But why would you make that statement and you don't know right off the bat how he does that?
Because you asked and I said he orders my steps. He directs my path in my life. You asked how he does it. I have to actually think about how he does it in my personal life.
But why do you have to think? How long have you believed in him?
I have to think about it because...
How long have you believed in him?
We don't really have that long.
How long have you believed in him?
How long have I... See, me, I grew up in the church.
Right.
But as typical, all like teenagers, they kind of sway away from the church. But... the more I started going back.
And so how long have you believed in him because of time?
I can honestly say as a blanket statement, I believed in him for a very long time. But as putting my faith in it, I can honestly say, I'm saying honestly, I'm not going to lie to your faith. Honestly, I'm like getting back to it. So it's been about a good walking by faith, probably a good year or 2 years.
And so you can't tell me one way or how he is ordering your path. You got to think about that.
Yes, I have to think about how he does it in my personal life.
What?
I have to think about how he directs my path in my personal life.
So how is he doing that? How does he do that?
That's why I say I got to think about it because we don't have that much time for me to actually think about it. And like,
what do you need all day? Okay. Thank you, Calvin. I got to run because of time. But thank you, man.
I will call back tomorrow.
Okay, buddy. Bye. 888-77. He will direct your path if you just put your faith in the Lord. He will direct your path. Rick, out of Hampton, Virginia. Rick, welcome to the show. You're on the air. Rick. No Rick. What the? 888-77-5-3-7-7-3-888-77-Jesse. Let me go to Patty out of Tennessee. Patty, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse. How are you?
All is well, Patty.
I have so many things I would love to talk to you about. I could talk to you for hours, but this one about the girl who hit the other girl in the head with the baton.
Yes.
I feel like that is so sad, the way they are taking up for her for something that this should be a lesson for her. You know, like when you have a little child, if they do something wrong, you have to teach them, hey, this is not what we do. You know, it doesn't mean I don't love you. It doesn't mean you're not a good person. You know, everybody makes mistakes, blah, blah, blah. Like that obviously was never done with this girl when she was young, because now she, you know, I don't know how old she is, but you know, when you set a child up for failure and a miserable life when you take their consequences away.
That's for sure.
Like,
yeah.
No, you know, like she is is being taught that you can go through your life and just do whatever you feel like whatever emotionally you want to do to in any situation, and that somebody will always come and make sure that your consequences, you are taken away and you don't have any responsibility for anything that you do. It's basically like making a monster.
Absolutely. And secondly, Patty, to add to that, those black people out there protesting one side for the other side, that's dumb. They had no business. What are they holding a rally for? This ain't happening.
I don't know, because
two girls had nothing to do with them, and they held a rally. Why ain't the NAACP out there? Oh, we don't want them to marginalize. This happened with two black people. How white people going to marginalize somebody?
Yeah, like the NAACP should be caring about the girl who got hit.
The NAACP needs to go sit down. It's not even their business.
That's true. I agree with what you said too about that. There should be no rally. There should be no GoFundMe. Like this should been taken away into a private setting,
right? Between the two people,
between the family.
Yes,
because you're embarrassing that girl.
Well, not only are they embarrassing, they look stupid out there holding a rally. They look dumb. They look lost.
That's what I mean, though. Like, they don't even understand how they're humiliating themselves.
Right.
Like, you're just making yourself look stupid right now. Like, they should have pulled, obviously, they should have taken the girl who got hurt, taken her and made sure she was okay. But they should have whisked that girl away and been like, and just, you nip it in the bud. When a child does something, you snatch them up and you're like, no, you do not do this. This is not correct. You need to tell that girl you're sorry. You need to make sure you didn't hurt her. And you don't ever do nothing like that again.
Yeah.
And you don't, you know, you let them know that you still love them and that, you know, everybody makes mistakes. But you don't, we don't do that in a civilized society.
My country is over, Patty. My country is gone. I want my country back. Thank you, Patty. I got to take a break. Quick break. Back in a moment. Check out Punchy's Coffee. I have my own coffee now. Punchy Coffee is good. Every bag is roasted to order. Freshest flavor. Top quality. Specialty grade beans. Good. Every dime goes back to Bar, my nonprofit. And we are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. So when you're drinking coffee and enjoying it, just know you're helping somebody. Amazing coffee. Pachi has his own coffee now. What the? And it's so good. All the way from the plantation to my own coffee. Who would have thought? Did that coffee come from the plantation? Did I pick my own coffee? Check it out. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com, RebuildingTheMan.com/stores, and get Pachi's coffee. Okay, folks, welcome back. I got to say thanks to Gold Co. I mentioned to you before that Goldman Sachs and other major investment firms are predicting a positive gold value prediction. That's amazing. I want to know, are you ready for it? Are you ready? Are you ready for the coming of the gold? Are you ready? Have you even considered adding gold to your investment portfolio? Portfolio, however you say that. Are you ready for the coming of the gold? If not, I would suggest that you get ready. Qualified accounts receive an instant 10% instant match in bonus silver. So get ready. Are you ready? Are you ready for the coming of the gold? Are you ready? Are you ready for the coming of the gold? Be also ready. Be also ready. The gold is coming. For more information, go to jessielovesgold.com. JesseLovesGold.com or call 855-644-GOLD. 855-644-GOLD. Get ready. Are you ready for the coming of the gold? Amazing. 888-7753-888-77-Jesse, let me go to Samantha, a first-time caller out of Florida. Samantha, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hi, Jesse. How are you?
All is well, Samantha.
That's great. I just want to know a little bit about how you're doing. I see a lot of people come on here, and they don't ask how you are doing.
All is well. Thank you for checking.
Yes, you're welcome, Jesse. And I also just wanted to say one of my favorite lines of yours is, beta male.
don't be a beta. Amazing.
Amazing indeed.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesse.
You're welcome. Thank you. Is that it?
Yes, that's it. Have an amazing day, Jesse.
Thank you for looking out for me, Samantha.
Oh, you're welcome. Anytime, Jesse.
All right. Amazing. What love got to do with it? Super chat.
Super chat. Super chats.
Billy bought a coffee.
Super.
Belief and faith is doubt. Knowing is understanding. Do you agree? Do you think your feeling of loneliness is the presence of God?
Oh, amazing. Thank you. Nice.
I think it looked like he asked a question.
What?
Is your feeling of loneliness the presence of God?
Who's feeling? When people feel that?
Yeah, I guess so.
No, your loneliness has nothing to do with God at all. It's not. It's so far away from God's presence, it's not even funny. Loneliness is such a sad affair. And I can hardly wait. Oh, just to be with you again. What can I say? to have you come my way. Don't you remember? You told me you love me, and you'll be coming home soon again, baby. Baby, 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 oh, baby, I love you. I really do. Amazing. Loneliness has nothing to do with God. What the?
I'm trying to hold it together here. buy me at coffee.com/JLP Talk. Fu Manchu says a biblical question answer from last week.
Oh, okay. Concerning race, which color would you choose to be right?
I'll go with white because two wongs don't make a white.
Amazing. Thank you.
Cat Respector on Cozy bought 3 coffees. No message.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Kim bought a coffee. Answer to the last week's biblical question. No race is right. Can I just?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
We are all.
This is over with.
Yeah. We are all MRs, mental R words. Etard Ray. LOL. Until we come to the Father God.
Amazing. Thank you.
Tom bought a coffee. Hi, Jesse. In over 2 years, my wife has never referred to me by my name. Not one time. She just speaks to me, but never uses my name. I don't take it personally, really, but it does cross my mind sometimes. Should I say something?
Absolutely. Why would you marry a woman that can't even speak your name? What the? You know she's not obeying you. What the? Yeah, I was trying to find out. What's wrong with you? You can't even mention my name or don't mention my name. Why? At least find out why. Oh, amazing. Thank you.
5 coffees from Nikki. Bonjour, Jesse et James. Comment allez-vous? Comment allez-vous?
Bonjour. Comment allez-vous to you?
J'espère que vous allez bien. Have a great weekend. Heart emojis.
Amazing.
Person.
Thank you. That's amazing.
Pardon my French, because I don't know how to say it.
Comment allez-vous?
Lin Yen Chen says, last week, Skylar out of Texas, all skills have an upper limit unto themselves and for the specific individual using said skill. Be still and know is no different, says Lin Yen Chen.
Thank you. Amazing. Thank you.
Mike Young says, how about Punchy's flavored popcorn?
Ooh. Thanks for the suggestion, Mike. The coffee is amazing. And we have 3 different brands right now, aren't they? Right?
I believe so.
Punchy's coffee. Watch this.
Wait, what?
Don't we have a commercial for it?
A commercial?
We have an ad for Punchy's coffee. What the?
It's audio only, I believe.
You mean like the one I've played this past?
Check out Punchy's coffee. I have my own coffee now. Punchy coffee is
How come we can't see that?
Every bag is roasted.
Oh, audio order.
It's
audio.
Oh, amazing. Check out Punchy coffee. Yeah, go to RebuildingTheMan.com/store.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
RebuildingTheMan.com. Good. Thank you, Mike. Now we want to add a little popcorn with the coffee. Thank you, Mike.
Kale says, Jesse, could you please have the teacher within as your main topic in church sometime? It's the most important thing that we don't talk about enough.
Nice. Thank you for the suggestion. Amazing.
Harmony Grits says, hello, wake up, people. God loves you. Party emoji. Thank you, Jesse and Esperts. Have an amazing weekend, everyone, if the Lord is willing.
And the Crete don't ride. Wake up, everybody. No more sleeping in bed. What was the name of the nice lady that came to the meet yesterday from Houston?
Adachi?
Adachi. Hey, Adachi. Amazing meeting you in person. All the way from Houston, Texas. She loved the truth. She loved it. Amazing. I wish you well, Adachi.
5 coffees from Stephen. Faith brings us together, Jesse. What? We walk by faith, not by sight. 2 Corinthians 5:7. Love you guys. Step strong.
Every person that used that word is walking by sight and not by faith.
Dang.
Believe me, you could bank on that. amazing. It's just fancy words to say. We walk by faith, not by sight. It sounds good, but it's not happening. It's really not happening. Amazing. So thank you, though.
Thank you, Stephen.
Yeah.
No more thoughts about our coffee. Biblical question from last week about the which color would you choose? Cities have the most diverse range of races, colors. However, I think people in the countryside have a better chance of knowing God, no matter what color the countryside folks are. So I'd choose dirt road brown.
If you had a choice of color, which one would you choose, my brother? Amazing. Thank you.
Lin Yen Chin says, maze black fragments into all colors in paint, but in light, white is the balance of all colors blending into one. Black and white are shades, not colors. Ask Sparkle Blouse. He knows color theory.
That call from Maze on Friday, I believe, mm-hmm. when she said that all colors come from black, right?
Yeah.
When did that idea come from that all colors come from black? Or is it true or not?
I'm going to guess Devilish Evolution came up with that idea.
So it's not true?
I don't know.
Oh. What the?
I just wanted to blame the atheists.
Oh.
Yeah.
So nobody really knows if all colors come from black.
Well, it depends on what you're talking about. You know, when you're dealing with light... all the colors added together.
But obviously, we're talking about the races.
Huh?
The races. How did the races come about?
I thought he was just talking about color. My bad.
Yeah, I thought she was talking about color, too.
No, but she's...
My bad.
No, she was talking about the races.
So
the
she
colors.
Was saying that
see,
all
a black person,
the races came from black black
that's
first.
What she's trying to say.
What? How is that possible? That's not even possible.
Rick from
Impossible.
Rick from Hampton, Virginia, who did not answer when you went to him,
mm-hmm.
he believes that Adam and Eve were mixed race.
Why?
From mixed race can come black or white or Asian.
But why he believed that Adam and Eve were mixed race when they had no other people here yet?
I know. It's an amusing concept. Very
what
fun.
A mess. But Nick, I thought she was talking about colors too. I didn't know what she meant.
Black.
People, black people.
Yeah, because black people can have light-skinned babies or dark-skinned babies.
Right.
But whites can't have dark-skinned babies.
Why not?
Unless they're artificial insemination.
No, if they made a baby with a black person, won't they have a black baby?
But that would be from a black person.
It would still be a white person.
But two whites together, not going to generally come out with a
black.
And
two blacks together ain't going to come out with no white baby either.
Nice. Thank you.
I rest my case. Right, anchor baby.
That's
case
right.
Rested. But thank you.
Shout out to last week, Friday's top contributors on the D-Live crew, Coffee Talk with Sandra, Games for Rec, Cactus Eater Bear, Kid Combo One, and the rest. Thanks as always. And Anthony on Cash App, Bond JLP Cash App. I wonder under a bright blue sky and a beautiful sun.
Right on.
Thank you, Anthony.
Thank you, Anthony. That's deep.
Just a random guy changed my answer. It is white. The only neighborhood I would live in, if no whites are there, I ain't going. I'm black.
You black. That's right.
Marty gave a donation, no message.
Thank you, Marty.
Mark got my answer and being humbled again.
Right on. Amazing fellowship yesterday, folks.
Yeah.
Really. I'm telling you. But it's only for those who want to walk out of your prison, walk out of your cell. You can walk out of your, the doors are open. Walk out and be free. Check out the fellowship, rebuildingtheman.com/church. Rebuildingtheman.com/church. It's so sad, Hank, how we can live in prison our old whole life. And the jail cells are wide open. You can just walk out, but you won't walk out. That's so sad. What a sad way to live.
What a shame.
When I look at the world,
it fills me with sorrow.
Who really care?
Who's willing to try?
To change a world
that's destined to die.
Amazing. Thank you.
Crutch-free paradigms. No message.
Thank you.
Marilyn in church. We are all gods because of God. Co-heirs. Why are we practicing idolatry? And she put G-O-D apostrophe S, meaning, I guess, belonging to God.
Nice. We are children of the Father. We are joint heirs with the King, with the Son. We are children of the Father. We are family. We are one. Amazing. Thank you.
But I don't know what she means by why are we practicing idolatry. Who's we?
Me.
And who? How are they the we?
Yeah, make that a little bit more clear. You may be onto something, but make it a little clearer for me. Thank you. You can either call or super chat.
Thanks, Marilyn.
Thanks, Marilyn.
Dr. Nigel says, I always enjoy these posts referring to the church on X.
Right on. That's due to Hake. Hake made that possible because he is the producer of the fellowship. Amazing. Thank you.
And Rich bought a coffee. What color would you choose to be right? And why do you call me good? No man is good, only God, said Jesus Christ. Look it up. We should choose to be brothers and sisters and see beyond race. The answer is erasisms.
Amazing. Thank you. That's right.
Nice. Like racism. Yeah. Thank you, Rich.
Thank you, Rich.
Lori says, hey, Jesse, church was interesting. My BQ answer of the new BQ...
Brand new BQ. Are you a lawbreaker?
I say no. I'm not a lawbreaker because I no longer take credit for the devil, says Lori.
Amazing. Thank you. And I put my two cents on Sunday. Are you a heartbreaker? Remember that song?
Nope.
Are you a heartbreaker?
I grew up on Christian music.
Oh, yeah, no wonder. Poor you.
I don't feel poor.
I know. That's the problem. Thank you, though.
Jamil says, this one's for Nick. I've been enjoying the shows and Kingdom Come. I can't believe you thought you bought apples, though. LOL.
The Anchor Baby, Monday through Friday at 12 noon on locals.com. Check him out.
Rumble.com.
I mean, rumble.com. Are you a local, too?
No.
Why don't you get on local?
I haven't even looked into doing that.
What a baby.
Trifling.
I know.
What a baby. Boo! I want to stop there. I got to get you some calls.
We'll read the rest later, guys. Thank you.
Thank you all. I appreciate it. Thank you all very much. Let me go to Harold out of North Carolina. Harold, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Thank you, sir. I was listening to you, and... I happen to be a black man, and I'm very I'm very embarrassed sometimes to even identify as black, because when I see the stupidity, the NAACP hasn't made a peep about illegal immigration, hasn't said a word. The Black Congressional Caucus hasn't said a word. But a young lady who's on video hitting somebody in the head, they go all out. They go all out.
Yeah, yeah. What a mess.
It's ridiculous because they're to me, they're a joke. The NAACP is a joke.
Yeah.
Just a couple of weeks ago, a rapper was shot somewhere and his 5-year-old daughter was shot and killed. I didn't hear anything from them. There was an 85-year-old grandmother shot and killed in Houston at her grandson's graduation. Where was the NAACP? Where was Black Lives Matter?
Yep. It's evil, Harold, the way that these people are using the blacks for their own personal gain. It's all about personal gain. They don't care about the blacks at all. And it's unfortunate that the blacks won't wake up to it. And some are starting to wake up, but it's unfortunate that they won't wake up to see how they're being used by their quote-unquote own people.
Well, Bob Biden still got 90% of the women's vote for the last election, so... That's the whole ideal of dumbing down the school system, because if you're dumb and you don't know, you'll never ask and you'll never know.
Yeah.
I'm a baby boomer, so I caught the last of the reading, writing, arithmetic, social studies, civics. I caught all of that. These kids today don't have a clue on what's going on, and it's deliberate to dumb down white kids and black kids so they can control them.
Yes.
But I really wanted to run this by you. That clown, Khalid Muhammad, whatever his name is in New York,
Columbia University student.
Oh, the one that's been
supposed to get deported.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, you know what bothers me about
him? I believe his name is Mahmoud Khali or something like that.
Well, whatever it is. But my thing is, Trump should say, excuse me, you don't like it in America? Here's a first-class ticket to anywhere you want to go in the world,
yeah.
But you got to leave.
Yeah.
You got to leave. You can't. If he's a Syrian. 600,000 Syrians were killed last year. Why are you in America complaining about your country? Go back home, strap it up, and fight for your rights in your country. The problem with this country is we let too many people in here who don't belong here, who don't like America.
Yeah.
And now it's coming to bite us in the you-know-what because there's millions of them here. He's not the only one. There's millions of them here. And I went on a cruise, Mr. Peterson, of Cuba. And when I got off the boat, they had a list of things that you could not do in Cuba. Right in front of you.
Amazing.
And guess what I did, sir?
What's
I
that?
Followed every rule on that list because I didn't want to get locked up.
Yeah, yeah. Well, under the Biden administration, they didn't have to do that, man. It's crazy.
We're done as a, like you said, we're done as a people because it shouldn't take 70 years to figure out the Democratic Party isn't no good. It shouldn't take 70 years.
Yeah.
I'm a product of the Democratic Party. I remember being on welfare. My mother couldn't have my father over. We were on food stamps. I lived in the hood. I remember those days, and I never saw anything. And I'm 60, 69, going to be 70. Look around America. Every city that's run by the Democrats is a shit. Excuse my language. It is.
Yeah.
Everyone.
No, it's
kids
true.
Can't read and write.
Yeah.
Kids can't read and write. You got drugs everywhere. You got gangs. You got dilapidated housing. But we're sending billions of dollars to Ukraine. You name it. We're shipping money everywhere. And the dummies in these cities keep voting for these. I guess you feel better when you got a black man and you're poor. I guess that makes you feel better.
It feels good. What a mess. You're absolutely right. Harold, I got to run, but amazing point, man. I'm glad you called and made that clear because it's so true. And you're from the old school, so you understand the way it used to be as opposed to what's happening right now. What a sad way to live. Thank you, man.
Thank you.
All right, buddy. He is so right. Grandpa, tell me about the good old days. Absolutely right. Let me go to Puerto Rico. I've been to Puerto Rico before. Amazing vacation when I went there. And talk to Sam. Sam, sorry about that. I hear the music, man. When I come back, I'm coming straight to you. Hold on. 888-7753-773. A quick break. One more hour to go. Hake news, not the fake news. And as you notice on his shirt, it says facts versus truth. The Hake Report. I'll be back in a moment. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingdemand.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven.
I hear that Chinese nationalists all over the world are pleased with Trump. The Chinese are happy because Trump is getting rid of anti-China propaganda radio, I hear. Cool. And they're forcing Irish pronunciations down our throats because it's St. Patrick's Day. Anybody wear green here in the building? Maybe Joel, the only one. Yeah, well, the jacket. Anyway, libs in the UK don't want mummies or human remains displayed at museums because it reminds people of colonialism or something dumb like that. Shout out. And the polled libs want the unpopular Democrats to become even more popular by trying to stop the GOP and Trump. Wow. This is the end of hour two already of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Monday. Everybody loves Mondays. Female Monday, actually. March 17th, AD 2025. There is one line open. You can call in right now during Hake News on Fake News, and JLP will be back to your calls, and we'll get to the rest of the Super Chats, hopefully, and more great stories. Commie Nonsense Network, though, CNN reports hundreds of mostly Venezuelan alleged gang members, as I mentioned the prior hour, were deported from the U.S., to a prison in El Salvador on Sunday. It's a great day to do good on Sunday. When the with the Trump administration invoking what they call what CNN calls wartime powers to speed up the removals, despite a court ruling supposedly halting the move, the White House, the white on the inside White House, has denied that they violated that court order. Meanwhile, last weekend's arrest of Mahmoud Khalil, the Palestinian refugee. I didn't know he was a refugee whose green card was revoked over his involvement in demonstrations. They call them demonstrations at Columbia University, is having a chilling effect on college campuses, which is probably a good thing across America, as students say they're being careful before exercising their so-called right to so-called free speech. Today, a federal court will hear the case of Dr. Rasha Alawieh, A-L-A-W-I-E-H, an assistant professor at Brown University's medical school, who was deported to Lebanon despite a judge's supposed order supposedly blocking the supposed U.S. visa holders' immediate removal from the country, according to court papers. Nice. So Trump is doing it anyway. These judges are trying to step on his right to his right and duty to enforce the law. Get rid of ignore these evil judges. They're trying to stop America. Anyway, government overhaul. Chinese nationalists and state media are cheering President Trump. His dismantling of Voice of America, VOA, Radio Free Asia, RFA, and other U.S. government-funded media organizations that broadcast to so-called authoritarian regimes. For years, Beijing has relentlessly attacked VOA, Voice of America, and Radio Free Asia, RFA, for their critical coverage propaganda against China, particularly on human rights, no such thing, communist buzzword, and religious freedom. VOA is a global news outlet, global homo news outlet maybe, with stations and websites in local languages around the world or across the world, abruptly stopped publishing new stories Saturday when virtually the entire staff was placed on administrative leave. It's part of the Trump administration's overhaul, DOGE, of the federal government, which economists at Moody's are warning could push Washington, D.C.'s economy into a recession as soon as this year, which could be a good thing because they need to tighten their belts, the swamp. Let's see. There are mysterious radio pulses from the Milky Way, they say. The Milky Way is the galaxy, if you believe the galaxy exists. I do. I believe space is real and straight. The blasts last between 30 seconds and 90 seconds, and they seem to come from the direction of the Big Dipper. Pretty cool, huh? So, who knows? I'm James Hake. Now back to the JLP show. Hour three.
Somewhere in the world today, men
got to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We also are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the third hour of the show already. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E, Jesse, brand new biblical question for this week, and it's a doozy. Are you a lawbreaker? Are you a lawbreaker? Are you a breaker? Are you a lawbreaker? An amazing question, really. Know thyself, folks. If you want to be free, you got to know yourself, really. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And you can podcast all of the shows because we are heard around the world by everybody and they mama. And if you're black, everybody and their mama. I mean, if you're white, everybody their mama. But if you're black, everybody they mama. We are heard around the world. So you can podcast the show and you can listen live no matter where you are and what you're doing by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Monday. Every Monday is Female Monday. All my life, I had to fight.
I like to make men uncomfortable.
All my life, I had to fight.
Let women take over.
Some of us believe that women are getting paid less than men.
I proudly say I'm a feminist. Thank you.
Deep in their soul, they want to be home with those babies. We've been lied to for so long.
I do believe. Okay, welcome back. I want 888-77, Jesse. I want to quickly go back to Sam. I was about to take his call. We ran out of time in that last hour. Sam is out of Puerto Rico. Sam, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Jesse, good morning.
Hey, oh, hey, Sam.
Can you hear me good?
Go ahead.
All right. First of all, as usual, thank you for everything that you do. And shout out to old Patty. There's a couple of callers before.
Speak up just a little bit.
How about now?
That amazing.
All right. As usual, like I said, thank you for everything.
You're welcome.
Shout out to all the callers, everything, and everybody a part of your whole organization and your movement. I love it. And I love your message. I wanted to call really to talk to you about the very last thing. Because you know how everybody always say, you know, Jesse, I agree with most of you say, but there's always a but at the end.
Yeah.
My but finally ended recently within the past couple of months. My but was I didn't get the women imposing their will. I wasn't really
understanding that when you were saying it, you know, when I first heard you saying it, I just didn't get it. You know, I finally had got the women are evil thing. I got that butt out of the way. You know, especially when I rewind back on how the women in my family are. All the women that I just knew, period. Even the sweet ones, they were evil. But imposing the will, I just now understand that one. And I finally, all the butts are gone. I have no more butts with old punches.
Oh, amazing. Stay a little closer to the receiver, speak right into the phone.
All right, what about now?
That's perfect.
Right, but yeah, all the butts are gone. That's what I wanted to call you. I get the imposing of the will, like specific, especially when I think about when I was younger and my experience with it was with my grandmother and my young mother and young aunties. You know, everything that I like, you know, would get rejected, and I would get recommended to like this instead. You know, stuff like that.
Yep, absolutely.
Speaking up was a no-no.
Yep.
You know, like I got whooped, and I was a child that didn't need whoopings. You know, I didn't need to get whooped. You know, especially if you tell me what the rule is, I'll try my best not to, you know, break it. But man, all the whoopings I got was first time, what they call them, first time offenses, you know?
Yeah.
So,
you know,
what a mess. I really didn't know how to, you know, be amongst. I guess that's how the fear of the woman came about because, like I said, Pops ain't really stop it. He ain't really step in between us.
Yeah.
You know? So I never had that fear for him. It was more resentment of him and more fear for my mother. And a false identity of who God was or even what God was.
Yes.
And a real terrible example of what love was, which is God.
Yeah. Well, that's what has happened to all the black men and women, really. The mother, grandmothers, the female who around these children, raising them, have imposed their will on the children and destroyed them. They have recreated the children in their evil image, and now they're out there saying that it's the white man, it's racism, and they're using these lies in order to control the people for personal gain. It's coming out of the home, man, and it's coming from the mothers and the grandmothers.
Jesse, I can't even talk to not one woman in my family, even if they was to hear this phone call right now, for some reason they decided to hear the Jesse Lee Peterson show and hear me talking. it would be hell on planet Earth. I tell you all over the place.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? It's supposed to be that narrative. I'm talking about each one of them. They, except with the old folks, but all the old folks are gone now. These ones that was born in like the late 50s and 60s and stuff, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. 70s, et cetera. Because they in their 50s and 60s. But yeah, man, you got to go with the narrative. You have to. You have to.
The beauty about you seeing clear now is that you're going to be able to point other blacks who want to see the truth and change. You're going to be able to point them in the right direction because most black people, young and old, male and female, don't have anyone to point them in the right direction. And so they're lost in their anger and blaming other people for their anger instead of realizing where it's truly coming from or it's come from so they can drop it. So now you'll be able to point some others that want to hear the truth. Most don't want the truth. They love the lies.
Exactly.
Yeah.
They got a woman. Most of them are really and you told me a big lesson on that. Most people don't care. Most people ain't trying to get out of hell.
Right.
You know, some people we see them in hell, but you know, we don't see the comfort of that they have. We don't see when you say dropping it, because I didn't get that for a long time either. When you say you love your hell. Love means you're willing to not let it go.
Yes, absolutely.
You're willing to not sacrifice it for anything. You put it first.
Yeah.
You know, that's what love is. first. You put that hell first. You wake up in the morning with that hell on your mind, and you go to sleep with it on your mind. You let the sun go down on your head.
Absolutely, man. That's why God can't help anyone who doesn't put seeking the truth first. You can't have anyone or anything before that. If you do, you're not going to get help from the light. You're not going to get help from God at all.
Yeah.
Amazing. Thank you, Seb. Amazing call, man. I appreciate it. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. You haven't seen anything yet. It gets better.
Yeah, but until next time, baby.
All right, buddy. Thank you. Amazing. I've been in Puerto Rico. What the? I stayed at the Marriott Hotel on the beach. Oh, my God. It was amazing. Amazing. I want to, before I go back to the phone, I want to know your thoughts on this. You think that those blacks holding a rally in support of that black girl with the baton that been accused of hitting another black girl, and so you have, I guess, side for side. But you think that was stupid, and it is. It's dumb. It has no meaning. It's up ego meaning. They think they're showing love by doing that, and they're not. It's all for themselves. I want you to see this, and I want to know what you think about this. Black people just don't, and not all, but they don't know what to do with themselves. They're lost in the darkness of their imagination. And they have no idea how to overcome it. Zero. And it's unfortunate because they love their misery. Most people, period, only a few men and women are going to find that way out. They're going to hear the truth. The light will come on, and they will get on that path, and they will just stay there no matter what. And they'll overcome. They will walk out of the prison into the light, into freedom. You can be free right here on earth. You are responsible for you and no one else. The children, your parents are responsible for you until you're 18. But you, as an adult, are responsible for yourself, men and women. 100% responsible for yourself. No one else is. So if you stay in your misery, your loneliness, your jealousy, your envy, your strife, your revenge, your fears, your desperation, that's all you. That's where you want to be. You don't want out, because if you want it out, you will be out. Here's a group of people that do not want out. They love their hell. They love their misery, and they get a thrill from it. I want to know what you think about it. This is from MSNBC. In the majority black village of Lincoln Heights, Ohio civilians have formed an armed patrol group to protect their neighbors after neo-Nazis carrying rifle and shouting racial slur held a rally. Held a rally there last month. Watch this from MSNBC.
Turn now to one community in Ohio, which is now the center of a growing national debate about civil rights, hate speech, and the Second Amendment. NBC News correspondent and NBC News Now daily anchor Morgan Radford visited the town of Lincoln Heights, where residents have formed an armed community defense group in the wake of a neo-Nazi rally.
These aren't police officers or soldiers.
They're business owners, their fathers, their sons, daughters.
These are civilians, members of the Lincoln Heights Safety and Watch Program.
It's a duty. Okay, let's go.
The duty, protecting their neighborhood, the majority black village of Lincoln Heights, Ohio.
Ain't nobody scared of you.
After neo-Nazis held a rally here last month, carrying rifles, waving swastikas, and hurling racial slurs, just moments before children were let out of school. At the time, law enforcement officials said the neo-Nazis did not break any laws, but an investigation by county prosecutors is ongoing. Weeks later, the KKK came with these flyers.
What the? Amazing, huh? We mentioned that to you when that happened. We showed it to you. So if it's illegal for the quote-unquote neo-Nazis to carry a weapon to do that, why are the blacks allowed to do it? Well, they said ongoing investigation. Are you going to investigate the blacks for doing it? A spokesperson of the town safety and watch group says that as a black man, he has never felt safer. Watch this.
First African-American community above the Mason-Dixon line of staff.
Safety and Watch Group spokesperson Durant Daniels says the police did not do enough, which was more chilling because the town was founded in the 1920s as a safe haven for black residents.
Lincoln Heights is our home. If somebody broke into your home, you call the police, and the police says, you know, if they do it again, you know, we haven't broken any law, so we're just going to allow them to break into your home again. What would you do?
Are you worried at all that having a potentially armed response could just create more friction, create more danger?
That's what they want.
I'll answer that by saying, I've never felt safer as a black man in my community than I have right now.
What a sad way to live. The only fear that this guy fears is his own fear inside of him. Really. His own fear. He feels safe. Okay. What the? Residents say they can't afford to wait on the town police. Watch this.
The mayor of Evendale, which oversees the police force that responded that day, said in a statement to NBC News, our emphasis on de-escalation and public safety resulted in the incident's resolution without injuries to any of the persons involved. But residents here say they can't afford to wait. Every day, the Safety and Watch Group escorts children to school and patrols the streets.
Why do you all wear masks?
Those Nazis, we have reports of them finding our backgrounds or so. We're not hiding ourselves from the residents, but we're protecting our family from what we're doing out here.
We contacted the mayor of Evendale's office, and they say that prosecutors are looking at body camera footage of the neo-Nazi rally to see if any criminal charges could be filed. But meantime, the Hamilton County Sheriff is also calling on state lawmakers to pass legislation making it a crime to wear a mask with the purpose of intimidation while open carrying, guys.
Absolutely. Get rid of those masks. You know, it's sad human beings are fighting one another in this way. It really is. It's evil. It serves no good purpose at all. And it has no love in it. Do you believe me now when I said that my country is not coming back? Things are not going to get better in America. They're only going to get worse. So are you going to live in your fear that's inside of you? Or are you going to break out and be free? Be in the world, but not of it. It's up to you. You're responsible for you, and no one else is. Because human beings are evil. And the heart of a human being, the depths of his or her anger, goes beyond imagination. This is all pure evil, and it's being promoted as good. They are protecting their town. What the? There are even judges, according to the reports, where that doesn't want the great white hope to deport illegal aliens back. Why do you think that is? These people are coming here, they're bringing drugs, they're bringing crime, they're living free of our tax dollars, and you have judges that want to stop it, according to the report. Now, do you believe me, my country's not coming back? It's a spiritual battle, folks. The Wall Street Journal is reporting that a federal judge has temporarily blocked President Trump from using the 1798 Aliens Enemies Act to deport alleged Venezuelan gang members. Watch this from CBS Chicago.
As President Trump waved to supporters leaving his West Palm Beach Golf Club Saturday, a federal judge said one of his orders may be out of bounds. In a proclamation signed Friday, the president declared the Venezuelan gang Tren de Aragua is invading the United States and ordered the arrest and deportation of its members without typical due process. The president cited a 1798 law called the Alien Enemies Act, which has been used only a few times in U.S. history, including during World Wars I and II. But Saturday, a federal judge in Washington blocked deportations with a 14-day restraining order. He said planes already in the air carrying deportees should turn around. In a statement, Attorney General Pam Bondi said the judge, quote, supported Tren de Aragua terrorists over the safety of Americans. The president is testing the limits of his authority on immigration. On Friday, in an unusual visit to the Department of Justice, Trump shared his approach.
And they said, no, no, people that come into our country are all wonderful people. No, they're not wonderful. These are stone cold killers. These are killers like they make our killers look.
They make our killers look like what? That's where it ended? Oh, that was it? What the? Amazing. Just think, when we're talking about human beings in our own country who are in support of supporting criminals. Criminals. Now do you believe me when I tell you that my country is not coming back? Goodbye, America. And even though Donald Trump, the great white hope, is trying to do all he can do to make it great again, there are people within this country who are trying to stop him. Human beings are evil. And they bring misery upon themselves and on others if you allow it to happen. There's this female by the name of Jasmine Cricket. According to AOL, Democratic Party so-called rising star Jasmine Cricket, a Democrat, and she's black, argue that Americans need illegal immigrants because they do the work that the college-educated in this country won't do. I thought that the blacks got angry when the whites would say that. We need our blacks. We need our blacks to do the work that the whites won't do. Educated. Right? White people just say the same thing, and the blacks would get mad when the whites are saying it. Now Jasmine Cricket and people like her can say it, and they get away with it, they black. My country's gone. My country will not be back. So in that video where it was cut off too soon, Trump said, they make our killers look nice by comparison. That's from CBS Chicago. So Jasmine Cricket, like, is in support of the illegal alien. Because she need them to work the fields for her. Yes, Amasa. When we sit, when my master said he sick, I said, yes, Amasa, we sick. So will the illegal aliens be saying to Jasmine Cricket and people like her, we sick? Or when Jasmine says she sick, will the illegal aliens while working the forms? Will they say, yes, Amasa, Jasmine Cricket, we sick too. AOL, in a video clip that went viral on Friday, Cricket made the point that America don't send their kids to college in the hopes that they'll end up picking crops and cleaning hotel rooms. But that's what illegal immigrants do. Watch this from X.
How many of you are sending your kids to college to go and work on them? Okay, well, guess who is working the farms? So that you can afford your food.
So that you can have food.
So that you can have food. Now, how many of you are looking to send your kids into hospitality after this college education so that they can go and make the beds at the hotels? How many of you are planning to send your kids to college? Because that's what we do here. We send everybody to college. How many of you are planning to send your kids to college so that they can then go and build these houses? So the reality is that so long as we live in a capitalist society, there's always going to be someone or a group of people that will do work that some of the rest of y'all don't want to do. These are the people that are really making us great in this country.
Amazing. So it's okay for the blacks to say that about the illegal aliens, but the whites can't say that about the blacks? That sounds like a double standard to me. I'm just saying, it's a spiritual battle, folks. It's good versus evil. And it is out of control today. And it's going to get worse. You can bank on it. But you can have perfect peace in the midst of it if you want it. Or you can stay in your misery and have fear and doubt and worry. And you have to stand with a group in order to feel like you're free. Even though you're not, you still cry in the group. And last but not least, what do you think drove this lady to do this? This is all evil, folks. Our battle is a spiritual battle. Good versus evil, right versus wrong. It has nothing to do with the physical. Nothing at all. Fox 26, a Houston woman who worked at a funeral home is accused of mutilating the body of a dead sex offender, whatever that is, a dead sex offender. Court document shows Amber Loudermilk stabbed Charles Rodriguez genitalia twice. She stabbed him. What the? He dead. And according to the report, she stabbed his genitalia twice and then castrated him. After that, court documents said Loudermilk stuffed his genitalia in his mouth. In his mouth, not her. Watch this from Fox 26.
Very disturbing. In fact, law enforcement says this is a bizarre case. Now, this woman, she was working as an embalmer at this mortuary service right behind me. That's when investigators say she cut off the genitals of a deceased man, then placed it in his mouth.
And everybody deserves to go out of this world and into the next, without this kind of trauma, without this kind of stuff going on. So it was a very, very odd case.
This is 34-year-old Amber Loudermilk. She is facing felony charges for abuse to a corpse. Now, the victim, according to court documents, was 58-year-old Charles Rodriguez. The documents say that Loudermilk cut his penis, then put it in his mouth. Rodriguez's family says he was a registered sex offender. Investigators say Loudermilk did this in front of apprentices at the mortuary services where she was working.
How did this all come to light?
The Texas Funeral Service Commission, there were people present. This defendant was an instructor on embalming and was teaching a class and did this in front of the class. She threatened them not to obviously say anything. But that's what makes it more bizarre. She didn't do it in private. She did it in front of other people.
Amazing. Black people are a mess. What a mess. And according to Live 5, according to witness, Loudermilk did it after learning Rodriguez was a registered sex offender. We said that. That's twice. But we said it. When I come back, your phone calls. The same evil that drove this woman to do this, if it's true, it's the same evil that causes you to hate your neighbor, to hate your own family members. Back in a moment. Now, I totally disagree with the way things are going, but you can't be angry. because that's what the enemy wants. He wants to control you. They do things to make you mad so they can control you. It's like being married. And the wife would do things to make you mad, or she'll do things to make you feel good. And men do that to women too when they want something from the woman, especially sex. They'll make her feel good or they'll make her angry. And the woman gonna have to say, you don't want to be angry. You want to speak up. You want to disagree with what's going on. It's wrong, but do not be angry. Then you won't have fear. You won't have doubt. You won't have worries. You'll be able to see, but you got to stay away from anger. That's why you must forgive your mothers and your fathers so that you can overcome the spirit of anger. It's a spirit and it's wicked. Nothing good in anger because it has no love, bro. You need love to defeat evil. And love is not a weakness. It's a strength. It's from God. It's his nature. How would you like to be in a lot of milk class? Still remember a lot of milk. I have a question, teacher. Do you want to put that in their mouth? A lot of milk, what are you doing? And according to the report, she threatened him. Y'all better tell, y'all tell this? Okay. We'll see what happens. According to the report, she said, you didn't see anything. But, Ms. Latimer, I'm looking right at you. Is that the right way to do that? Well, I get an A for that. Anyway, 888-775-3773. Quick announcement. The Hake Report is coming up at the top of this hour. The Hake, H-A-K-E report.com. At 9 a.m., from 9 to 11 Pacific time. And then after the Hake Report, Joel Friday TV. He black. Joel Friday TV at 11 a.m. Pacific time. And after that, the American Anchor Baby on Rumble at 12 noon. You don't want to miss it. And then at 2 p.m. today, Puncher TV. Brand new episode of Puncher TV. Watch this.
What does it take to be a good man? Deep question. Deep.
First off, God-fearing, financially literate. Nice. If you don't have those things, your girl's gone.
Cooked.
Yeah, you popping out girls.
A man is like love, right? So he's like pure love. It's not soft. It's dynamic in the moment and totally sees what's going on.
Yeah. Do we know right and wrong and good and evil, and does it exist?
I'm going to ask a question with a question. What is the job of the Holy Spirit?
To reveal the truth.
The job of the Holy Spirit is to bring scripture to your remembrance.
No, the job of the Holy Spirit is to bring truth to your remembrance.
Right, and what is truth?
What?
The Bible.
What the? They were like at 2 p.m. Pacific time. The Puncher TV on YouTube and Punchy, PUNCHIE.TV. Check it out. You know, brand new episode. You do not want to miss it. And don't forget to like, follow, subscribe, and all that good stuff, all right? Amazing. And yes, the treasure chest is now open on DLive. I have one other quick in showing you that black people are a mess. Another, and you want them to run your country. I rest my case. Some of you have your food delivered by Amazon drivers, right? You order your meal, and no matter how many times a day you order it or how many times a week or what you order, you don't expect your driver to be tit because they're not doing it free. But apparently, some drivers are not that happy about Jill bringing food to you all the time or grocery or whatever. They're like, what the? Here's a doorbell footage of an Amazon delivery driver expressing frustration with a customer for ordering too often. Watch this from X.
I've been waiting on this day to tell you how much I hate this house. The waters, all the you order, all of the I hate it. I hate this house. I hate that you order. You are the laziest house in this whole goddamn neighborhood. You're inconsiderate. You're I fucking hate everything about y'all. I hate it. All you have to do is order the store from Walmart Pickup or Central Pickup or whatever and go put the in your own truck and go do it yourself. You are the laziest sons of ever. And then people bring this, we break our backs, we break our necks, we break our nails, we break everything to bring you this. And you're ungrateful as I hope you know that.
What the? Don't mess with the blacks. What's wrong with the blacks? She is ticked. Y'all ordering too much, too often. Go and get it yourself, she says. So, she getting paid to do a job. Are blacks that lazy? Quit the job, lady, if you don't want to deliver the food. What's wrong with the blacks? What a mess. Cussing them out. She said, you mess up her nails. Don't hurt the nails. And just throwing the boxes up on the porch. It don't matter. I hope they don't have glass in it or anything that would break. You better not order in a Kool-Aid or milk in a jar or glass. And you want the blacks running your country. You heard what this so-called crooked woman said. And you want the blacks running your country. So, like, if they stop ordering, will she still have a job? Or will she go on welfare? I'm just wondering. 888-775-3773. What do you think about that, Hank?
It is kind of, they're single-handedly keeping her employed.
She should be leaving a thank you note.
And just take a few trips. That way you don't have to break your back or your nails.
Right, you got to put everything on the lifter thing. The dolly.
But how does she know that they're ungrateful? I feel like I'm not getting the whole story. Maybe there's something that where she's justified in her hatred.
Well, no such thing as justified hatred.
Oh.
There's nothing on earth that would cause you to hate anyone. No, there's not one thing that can happen to you that should cause you to hate anyone.
But I don't like broken nails either.
Because you don't have any.
True. But I get hangnails, and those hurt.
Right.
But I've never blamed anybody for it.
Which is more important, her jobs or her nails? Does she need money to buy some nails?
Is that real? Is that's real? She literally, like, knew that she was being recorded and cussed out the Ring camera.
That's a good question, if it's real or if it's something to get on TikTok. It's hard to know nowadays.
Yeah.
But it's very interesting, and it's so black. Let me go to, is it Ramon? Mona?
Ramona.
Ramona, first time caller out of Ohio. Ramona, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I just have a couple questions for you, Jesse.
Okay.
First of all, where do I get the White History Month shirts?
They're not available right now, right?
Right. They're only limited edition, so you have to act quickly when they become available.
Right. They're not available right now. They will be just before July, and you'll be able to go to rebuildingdemand.com/store, and we will make the announcement. But they're not available right now.
Oh, okay. Okay, and my second question was, I got to saw a little bit of one of my phone, and that's where I watch it was on YouTube. So I just saw a little bit of that with the gentleman. It was in the black mask, and yes. They were talking about their mask up and carrying weapons because of the Ku Klux Klan. And this is happening in Ohio?
Yeah, that's happening according to reporting in Ohio, and they claim to be masked up because they don't want the people to know who they are because they don't want them to put where they're located. Where they are located. So that's why they claim, but the government should not allow them to wear masks and walk around with guns like that.
Yeah, I agree with that. And I just have one other comment, and I'd like to go. I know you have other callers. I read the Bible, and I attend church. So I just want to let your callers know that when they call and they're black, they hate Israel in the Bible. And they say how they hate the white people. Well, in the Bible, the white people are the Gentiles, and we come from black people. So when you're saying how you hate us, you hate yourself because we come from you. And you say how we're wicked. Well, the Bible specifically says Israel taught the heathens the wicked ways. Well, you taught everybody the wicked ways. So you taught them how to be wicked. You taught the Gentiles how to be wicked. So if you're mad at the white people for being wicked, you only have yourself to blame. And as for the slavery, if you read in Deuteronomy, the Lord told Israel, which is AKA the black people, how he was going to put them into slavery for disobeying them. The white people had nothing to do with them going into slavery. And I'll let you comment now.
What? Well, that's the same thing Louis Farrakhan says about the Jews and the white. He says that the black people became immoral, something like, and I don't know exactly how he goes now. But he's saying that the reason that black people became the way they are is because of the whites and the Jews, and especially the blue-eyed devil. He blamed them for the white people. He blamed the white people for them becoming corrupt and stuff like that, or evil.
But the Jews are Israel, are AKA Hebrews, Jews are the black people in the Bible. The real Jews are the black people in the Bible. Because if you read Revelation 2:9 and Revelation 3:9, it specifically says, you say you are the Jews and you are not. You are the synagogue of Satan. So the white people over there are not the real Jews. The black people are the real Jews.
What a mess.
So if Farrakhan is putting down the Jews and Farrakhan being black, well, Farrakhan is putting down his own self and his own people.
That's amazing. I definitely heard him say that. You're the first time I heard say that the Jews were black and that the whites came from the black. Well, I've heard that before. But the white came from the blacks, and that's why they like it. What a mess, huh? What's the solution, Ramona? What's the solution to all this?
Well, the only solution we have is to turn back to the Lord. But you are right. We're too far gone. We're too far gone.
Yeah.
But if we do, what we need is the AKA the black people to step up and do what they're supposed to do from the Bible. Because they are the chosen ones in the Bible. The Lord gave them the word to teach all the nations. They were supposed, that was their job, to go out and teach the nations. And what they did was not teaching the nations what they're supposed to. That's why he said, I'm going to send you into slavery because you disobeyed my word and you didn't do like you were supposed to. You turned the flock against me and sent to bring them to me. Because, see, in the New Testament, that's why he had Apostle Paul to teach the Gentiles. And even then, Peter and them got mad and kind of got jealous at a moment. And Apostle Paul had to put them in their place and said, hey, the word is for everybody. First for the Jews, then the Greeks, which is the Gentiles.
Amazing.
But it's always first for the Jews.
So let me ask
the Jews.
Let me ask this because of time. So your church, your preacher taught you all this?
Yeah, Israel Church of Jesus.
Your preacher taught you all this?
Yeah, in Gary, Indiana, Israel Church of Jesus.
So you
and also.
That's amazing. Do you love the blacks?
I love everybody, but yeah, I love the blacks.
You love the blacks. And so what are you, so real fast, you say the solution to all this is what?
It's the black people to step up and do the job.
Amazing.
They have to go back and get right with the Lord. Because like the Bible says in Matthew 15:24, Jesus came to the lost sheep of Israel. Jesus came to teach Israel. He didn't come to teach the Gentiles. He
Amazing.
Came to teach Israel, which is a black man.
Ramona, thank you. I got to run because of time, but thank you so much.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
No problem. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right.
Have a good day. God bless you, Jesse.
You too. Thank you. Oh, a mess. Super chat.
Super chats.
Three coffees from Justin. Hey, JLP. I am 27 and moved back in with my parents.
Boo.
And been there about 6 months now.
Boo.
I have a plan to stay a little longer so I can look for a house, but I am starting to feel stuck. Should I just move now and get a cheap apartment for the time being? Thanks for all the help. And yes, I do the silent prayer every morning and night.
Okay, I don't know why you feel stuck. What do you mean by that? So call me, 888-777-5377-888-77-JESSE. Explain to me what you mean by stuck. Then maybe I can respond to it. Thank you, though. I wish you well.
Thanks, Justin.
Yeah.
Three coffees from Soul Conscious. Jesse, thank you for an amazing church. I truly appreciate the topics, especially the beginning when you spoke about not being interested in small talk and loneliness. Deep.
Loneliness is such a sad affair. And I can hardly wait. Oh, just to be with you again. What can I say? To have you come my way. Don't you remember? You told me you love me. And you'll be coming again soon, baby. Baby, baby, oh, baby, I love you, I really do.
We got to get back to the Super Chats.
Thank you. Amazing.
Is that Karen Carpenter?
Don't you remember you told me you love me, baby?
That sounds kind of like it.
Maybe.
Sounds kind of like the Carpenters.
I forgot.
I'm not sure. Because somebody, not that I would have known that necessarily.
I think Bette Miller.
Okay.
Bette Miller or something like that.
Thank you, Soul Conscious.
Don't you remember you told me you love me, baby? Baby, 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 oh, baby.
Sorry, I asked.
I love you. How will I do? Thank you.
Thanks a lot, Soul Conscious. Kayla bought a coffee. Biblical question.
Are you a lawbreaker?
No, I'm not a lawbreaker. Have a great week.
Thank you, and I'll put my 2 cents in on Sunday. I appreciate it.
Anthony on Cash App. Female Monday. Good morning.
Female Monday.
Anthony.
Thank you. Good morning.
Again on Cash App. Anthony says, shame on parents of assaulter, the track and field assaulter, alleged.
Shame on those people who are out there protesting. That's a shame.
Yeah.
What a mess. Thank you.
Pastor Chatelet, who are you going to believe, the black excellence or your lion eyes, LOL?
Good question. Thank you. Amazing.
Santino says amazing.
Amazing. Thank you.
Chicken Patty says you can support her and admit she's wrong at the same time.
How's that? What the? We have no business getting involved with someone else's fight. You shouldn't even be fighting with yourself and no one else yourself. Why would you get involved with someone else's fight? What the? It's hell fighting hell. Evil fighting evil. Amazing. Thank you, though.
Pastor Chatelet, a Rumble rant.
You got to know how to rumble.
If you know what you believe and why you believe it, you can answer most questions off the cuff. Big smile. These gotcha callers have no idea why they believe what they believe.
I rest my case. That's why I want the people to start thinking for themselves, Pastor, to know that they know for themselves, not because someone else said it. Oh, amazing. Thank you.
Sunny Days, JMJ, with a generous Rumble rant.
Thank you.
God bless you, Jesse.
And God bless you, and thank you for your support.
Commander Kim on Rumble with the Rumble rant. City of Detroit gave a free house to a black mother of excellence who froze her baby and toddler. Now they hold rallies for blacks who assault other blacks. They want the blacks crazy and uncivilized.
Yeah. What's wrong with the blacks? What a mess. Thank you.
Okaji C, three coffees. Amazing. Pardon me if I'm butchering your name. As a Protestant myself, I was wondering, why do you believe Satan is in church? How would you choose the right church during this massive time of confusion? Bible-based church seems like the only way to me. What the?
Bible-based church is the wrong way. What the? Check out Bond Church, rebuildingtheman.com/church. There's nothing like it. Really. Amazing church. If you want to be free. rebuildingtheman.com/church.
Nikki bought five coffees. Thank you, Nikki, as always.
Thank you, Nikki. I absolutely appreciate it.
This may sound absurd, but during prayer, I often hear the voice of my late master. It's subtle, almost silent. He gives me direct insights. I feel his joy, love, and laughter filling my heart. I wonder if it's a form of communication from God through him because it feels so sacred, and I'm not sure what it means.
What's a late master?
The guy who died.
What?
The master who died.
She live on a plantation?
I don't think it was a plantation master.
What master?
I think it was a spiritual master.
When my master said he's sick, I said, yes, the master, we sick. I wouldn't pay attention to that because the devil would give you all kinds of things. I wouldn't hold on to that one. Really. I'll let that go. You only want to hear the voice of the Lord. Not of some master. What the? Let that go. Let it pass. Don't identify with it. Run from that. I wish you well, though. Thank you.
Thank you, Nikki.
Yeah.
Chicken Patty says, R.I.P. Rest in peace, Karen Carpenter. Less than three, which means heart.
Amazing. May her soul rest in peace.
Francesco says, hi, Jesse, from Italy.
All the way from Italy. Heard around the world.
That's on the X Live. Commander Kim on a Rumble rant. Happy St. Patrick's Day. What does the great white hope have to say on today, the luckiest day of the year?
I'm glad you ask.
The collusion delusion is over.
That's right.
Mate, it's over.
And it shares a three-leaf clover, a coin, and a rainbow, God's rainbow.
Thank you.
They only have God's rainbow in Ireland. SOBC, SOBC says, there's nothing wrong with being Christian and ambitious. No wonder most Christians are broke.
No, you don't want to be ambitious. Do not be ambitious. No, 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 no. Do not be ambitious. But thank you. I appreciate it. I got to stop there.
I think we've met him.
Who?
SOBC.
Where?
In D.C.,
oh, yeah?
Yeah, KT.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's who that is?
Mm-hmm.
KT, what the?
I think he's one of those immigrants. Those guys are ambitious.
Shout out to KT.
Thank you, man.
Yeah.
And thank you, guys. We'll read the rest tomorrow, hopefully.
Amazing. I will try to get you some callers, too. And the time is gone. I close my eyes. Only for a moment. And the moment is gone. Why do you want to be a heartbreaker? I'm out of time. Get on that straight and narrow, folks, so you, because the country is not going to change. And the world is not going to change. But you could be at perfect peace in this world. You literally could be in it, but not of it. And you can't make that happen on your own. So get out of your head. Hey, oh, I'm in the world, but not of it. You hear the Christians say, I'm in the world, but not of it. It's just a worldly. You can't make this happen on your own. All right? Go and forgive your mama, every human being on earth. Go and forgive your mother and forgive your father for not protecting you from mama. God will forgive you. Change your heart from anger, which is hatred, which separates you from God. The sin. And make you free. And you can be right here in this earth and be free. You don't have to wait until you die. As a matter of fact, I wouldn't even suggest it. So go and forgive your parent. Do the silent prayer, RevealingTheMan.com/silent prayer. RevealingTheMan.com/silent prayer. All right. Hate Report coming up next. And then the American, and then Joel Friday TV. Then the American Anchor Babe, and then Punchin' TV at 2 p.m. Pacific time. And Rick out of Hampton, poor Rick. I tried to get to Rick, but no, you weren't there, Rick. Chris out of Florida. Jonathan from North Ireland, heard around the world. And Ahmed out of New York. I'm so out of time. Tomorrow, Country Western Tuesday. I love Country Western music. So I love Country Western Tuesday. You can be free, folks. Drop your anger. There's never a reason to be angry. Forgive and you shall be forgiven. What you do to others, you're really doing it to yourself. You're hurting your own self and don't know it. Or you know it, you don't care. Bye. Can't run from evil within yourself or outside of self. You got to deal with it. And you need good in order to deal with evil. And God is good. You need to return to the Father. And you'll see within you, he will fight the battle for you. And he will fight it without, because he will show you how to deal with it. And you will have no fear. Love God with all your heart, all your soul, all your might, along with nothing else. Nothing else means yourself, your children, your wife, your things, your ego, your reputation, and all that. You can't care about any of that. The children of anger will use it to control you. But if you love God, he will renew your mind, and none of those things will be before him. And so when they go after you, oh, well, you may take my body, you may take my things, but you're not going to take my soul. And that's a true reality. Check out my book, For Rage to Responsibility. I show you how I was able to overcome anger. The spirit of anger was taken away from me. I had it. And as a result of having anger, I was insecure. I had doubt, worry, fear. I was in a fallen state and didn't know it. And it wasn't until I went and forgave my mother, who tried to turn me away from my father. I forgave my father for not being there and returned back to him. My spirit connected with his spirit, and through him, I was able to return to God. And I have perfect peace. Perfect love casts out anger. And when anger is gone, fear and doubt, worry, insecurity, suicidal thoughts, all of that is gone. And you are free. Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble. Or if you want an autographed copy, you can go to my website at RebuildingTheMan.com or call 800-411-BOND.